fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. Today, I'd like to continue to take a look at the first chapter of the second letter of Peter, which yesterday was the first reading at Mass. There's so much there, and it can be easy because when the passages are read at Mass, or even just when on our own we read Scripture, it's very easy to just pass through a sentence or two and really grasp the fullness of what the apostles are trying to communicate to us. And I'm convinced that the kind of thing that Peter is giving to us in the first chapter here of his second letter, which the apostles give us time and time again at the beginning and throughout some of their letters, as you read it slowly and ask the help of the Holy Spirit to open up for the core, the heart of what the apostles are trying to communicate. Remember, this word is living. It's a living word. It's animated by the power of the Holy Spirit. It communicates to us the person of Jesus Christ and God on every single page. And as Pope Benedict said, this word is unlike any other word ever written in any book throughout human history. God is the author of this book. And through the apostles, through the writers of these letters, the Holy Spirit inspired them. And there was a beautiful union between what the writers saw and understood and received from Jesus and what the Holy Spirit wanted to communicate. It's words of God and words of men that the church teaches us. And it's in these words and through these words that the Holy Spirit speaks to us and speaks to each one of our hearts. And I love what Pope Benedict said a few years back in 2010 or so, 2009, I think. He said he believed, it was his deep conviction, that the daily reading of the Word of God was the secret to a new spiritual springtime for the church. Why? He said, because Jesus speaks directly to each one of us in these letters. Here, Jesus is speaking to us through St. Peter. There was maybe a writer, a scribe who wrote it for St. Peter. But what we have here are St. Peter's mind and heart, what Peter wants to communicate to the communities that he's mentoring and discipling and raising up as a shepherd in Asia Minor. But he's also speaking to us because this word is alive and will be alive. This is a word that can change and transform each and every one of us. And Peter's communicating his insight and what's in his heart, what gives him strength and hope and peace and joy, despite the circumstances, the difficult circumstances of life, the disappointments, you might say, of life in this world. And it's one of the wonderful things it's important to learn from the apostles, that once we begin to live and internalize the promises of God as promises for me, for you, for each one of our lives, and we begin to build our entire life on those promises, and we internalize them, they start to transform the way we think about the world, about our expectations in this world, about our own lives and our purpose. It's life-transforming. I said yesterday that Christianity means change, and it means change because to be Christian means to be born of the Spirit, the very Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That Holy Spirit has come to teach us everything we need to know, Jesus said. Everything the Father has given to the Son, the Holy Spirit has come to give to each one of us. And it doesn't matter, friends, how untheological you may think you are, sort of out of the mainstream. Every human being, no matter how poor, how rich, how smart, how lacking in education, it doesn't matter. Every single person is meant to come to know these fundamental life-changing promises. And it can be so hard for us to really believe those promises. And here's where the Holy Spirit, the power that Jesus has given to each one of us, can change us. He's the difference maker, you might say. Because on our own strength, we can't come to lay hold of these in a life-transforming way. So the Christian life, friends, is a cooperation with the work of Jesus Christ, the work of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in us. This passage, and from 2 Peter, the third verse, which we spent the entire show yesterday on, says, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. None of us, on our own strength, can attain to God's life. We can't, on our own power, lay hold of the kingdom of God. We can't receive the eternal life that Jesus wants to communicate to us, and the absolute freedom, the total freedom of the sons and daughters of God, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness that the Holy Spirit wants to produce in us. We can't make that happen on our own strength. Nobody can. But Jesus comes to offer it to us. That's the promise. And he says, if you say yes to me, if you accept my diagnosis of your situation, I'll give you what belongs to me. If you want the Father, I will bring you home to the Father. If you want my kingdom, I will give you my kingdom. And so Peter's glorying in here what he knows he's received and everyone who's baptized into Jesus has received. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. All of this is given to us through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is why the apostles found in the gospel, the basic kerygma, the basic gospel message, the precious jewel. You know, the gospel is the power of God, St. Paul says, for our salvation. Why? Because it's through the gospel that we come to a knowledge of God. Through the proclamation of Jesus Christ as Lord, St. Paul says, and when that happens, the Holy Spirit sheds his light into our hearts and shows us the glory of Jesus. It's the special mission of the Spirit to reveal to every human heart the beauty and the majesty and the glory, the lordship of Jesus Christ. In Jesus, we see, friends, our future. We see humanity glorified in the person of Jesus Christ. We see through the eyes of the Holy Spirit and the help that he gives to us. We receive knowledge, and it's experiential knowledge. It's not just meant to be head knowledge, but it's a total knowledge of our person, our heart, mind, our whole strength is engaged, our imagination, how God made us, all of it is engaged in this knowledge. It's only the Holy Spirit that can produce that kind of total understanding in response to the person of Jesus Christ. I remember I shared this before when I was about 20 years old and I went to a large Catholic conference at the University of Notre Dame, and I really began to hunger at that point in my life. I was searching. The desire of God, I started to, through circumstances in my family, I started to say yes to God, kind of baby steps, one step at a time. And I didn't know, there was so much I didn't know about what God wanted to do in my life or what it meant to know God, and to the way that St. Peter's talking about, the knowledge of him who calls us to his own glory and excellence. And that conference I went to was tremendous teaching and preaching by bishops, priests, lay people, religious, just a fantastic experience for me to be immersed in a weekend of Catholics alive in the Lord, proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord, worshiping him, participating in the life of the sacraments together with great joy, sharing his life. And at one point on that weekend, at the closing mass, I really was crying out to the Lord in my own heart that what I saw around me in these people, I might be able to have in my own life. And I didn't know that it was for all of us in that kind of way, the way Peter's speaking about now. But to make a long story short, that day at the end of Mass, after coming back from communion, I experienced the love of God being put into my heart like I never had before. And in my spirit, in the depths of my heart, in my mind, in my imagination, it was as though I could see and almost touch the glory and majesty of Jesus, like just the hem of his garment. Just I got a glimpse of his beauty through the help of the Holy Spirit. And it completely changed my life. It was the beginning of a life that, even to this day, Jesus that day birthed a hunger in me, a deep desire of faith, and gave me a confidence in him and transformed me. And I said, what did he do? Well, that all happened by his power, as Peter says, and it came through a knowledge of him. And what I caught on that day, God desires all of us to catch. And all over the world, people know this, that this one, Jesus Christ, he's called you personally to share in his own glory, St. Peter tells us, and his excellence, his power, his perfection, his life, his way of life. You have been called by Christ. So I spoke last week about Paul's teaching where he says that when my gospel came to you, it came to you in word, in power, in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction. How has Jesus' word come to you? How's the gospel come to you in your life? Has it come in that way yet? Will you know that you know in the depths of your being that the power of God has laid hold of you? Friend, that's for you. Are you convinced? Do you have full conviction that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he's your Savior, that he's called you, that he loves you? Do you have this knowledge? Because it's by Jesus' power that we're called to this glory and excellence, and we're called to his glory and excellence. And no one is to be left out. There's nobody that's just automatically, from the beginning, left out. The only people who are going to be left out are those who refuse to say yes to Jesus and respond to his offer of love and mercy. And what he's offering to us is this, is life and godliness, is a share in his own glory and excellence. And some Catholics walk around like, wow, if I get serious about my faith, it's just going to take all the fun out of life. I mean, there's just too many cool things I want to do in this world, man. And I don't want to give that up. That's a foolish, darkened mind. We don't understand. So Peter actually goes on to talk about that. He says, we're called to his own glory and excellence by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises. Peter is trying to find adjectives to describe what he knows he has received and what each one of us has received. Precious, great promises. What are these precious promises? That our sins are forgiven? That God is with us always? That Jesus Christ has come to make his home in us, to make us a temple? He's brought us from death to life. He's freed us from our sins. He's prepared a place for us in heaven. That the life of the kingdom has already begun in us. That he will never fail us. That we can trust him all the way to the end. That our destiny is so far beyond and so much greater and more beautiful than anything we could ask or imagine. All that and more is given to us. And Peter knows that it's true because he knows Jesus Christ is utterly trustworthy. And that God the Father truly desires to be with us, to truly desires that we would come and share the life with him, the life for which we were made. It's beautiful, friends. And as the Holy Spirit helps us internalize it and gives us faith conviction, not just that the words are true, but that we can completely trust these words. We can build our entire life around this, our personal life, our marriage, our family, our business, our entire existence on this earth is built around these promises of God, these precious and very great promises. And he says he gives them to us so that through them, we may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of passion and become partakers of the divine nature. Wow. Escape corruption, become partakers of the divine nature. I want to touch on those two elements tomorrow of Peter's really prophetic understanding of reality, where God is leading us. But as I close, friends, let's ask the Lord, Lord, help us through the power of the Spirit to internalize these fundamental and beautiful promises. We can lay claim to them and live in them for your glory. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.